Well, I guess you could say because it's the nature of your own mind. It's, you could say it's your deepest being, so to speak. In a sense, conventionally speaking, it's who you truly are without you. So it sounds paradoxical, but you know, I guess in a sense you could say it's your true self. And of course, if you go into more detail, then of course, obviously it's not that, but conventionally speaking, like that's who you really are, or that's who everybody really is from a Buddhist point of view. And I think it's interesting in that it's very, you know, different from like the Judeo-Christian model of, you know, the, you know, what's it called? Hereditary sin, or whatever you call it. Original sin, which says basically you, essentially your nature is bad. And then you have to upgrade, right? You have to become good, or God has to save you. So in Buddhism, it's different. It says, or in Buddha nature teaching, it says you're essentially good. There is no problem with you at all. You just have to get that. So slightly different view here. But I think, especially in this day and age, you know, where there's a lot of self-doubt and self deprecation and depression and stuff like that, you know, I think it can be quite helpful actually to, you know, engage in that, or to at least, you know, see, oh, yeah, well, you know, there's people have a different view on this, you know, and, you know, explore that. I think it can be helpful.